You're listening to Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Al Laverne's metal sculptures have taken him all around the country, from Dallas and New Orleans to Kalamazoo, where he taught at Western Michigan University for nearly 25 years. But in 2012, he went farther than he'd ever gone before, Nigeria. He'll be talking about the experience at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts on Thursday.
My best friend in what I'm doing now will be the cutting torch. And the cutting torch enables me to manipulate the metal to any avenue it wishes to turn.
On a steamy morning, Laverne couldn't be farther away from Africa. He's inside his tailor-made backyard workshop, hunching over a metal sculpture resembling a huge metallic bird's nest. He presses flame deep into steel, then bends and connects the hundreds of metal rods inside.
And there's a lot of tapping and pounding. And there's a lot of praying that this will work.
Once Laverne puts down the blowtorch, he points me towards a photo in the back of his workshop of a sculpture called The Gift. It's a giant metal woman, 14 feet tall, he tells me. Her hands are lifted to the sky, and inside them is a child with its arms spread out to its side, like a little angel coming down from heaven. It's a sculpture, he says, that first came to life when a Nigerian woodcarver, Lamidi Fakeya, visited Kalamazoo. The two instantly connected, Laverne says, and before Fakeya left, he told Laverne, "I want you to teach my family and friends at Obafemi Owolowo University in Nigeria." So Laverne applied for a federal Fulbright Award to go there, and by 2012, he was off to Africa to teach and sculpt and learn.
It was nothing like I expected, because people tell you that we have resources, but there are no resources. What's the resources? Nothing.
Laverne says he didn't even have a real studio. Instead, he worked in a big open university hallway, his sparks flying by students walking past. But the setup had an unexpected benefit. People just came up to him and started talking and helping out. At first, it surprised Laverne. He admits he went to Nigeria for the reason anybody does, who doesn't want to travel. But he was an outsider. He opened himself up, though, by wearing Nigerian colors and eating their foods, and everything flowed from there.
And when they start bringing babies by, that was an expression of emotion, of love and acceptance, and valuing you. And after a period of time, they began to see things in me, and I began to see things in them that reminded them or made them feel very familiar with me. And I began to see in some of their elders, I began to see my grandmother and other people who had gone, in their mannerism, their facial expressions, their warmth, their smiles. You begin to see all those things.
It wasn't complete harmony, though. Laverne says he still had to fight for certain things, like making his sculpture nude, which the university initially resisted. And his newfound friends kept asking him the same questions. Are you married? Do you have children? Every time he answered no, they were shocked. Why not, they prodded.
Got to the point where I got tired of having to answer this every day. Every day. So I came up, I said, you're right, I have children. I have, how many? Oh, I have 300 children. 300, they were really impressed. They looked at each other. 300, I said, that's right. I'm a busy man, I got 300 kids. Well, where are they? I said, well, I've got 300 sculptures. And they said, oh, that's not what we mean. I said, really, why not? What's your children going to do for you? Well, our children are going to live on after us. I said, my sculpture is going to live on after me. I said, go ahead, what else? Well, our children are going to provide for us. I said, well, my children brought me on this trip. And then they looked at me, looked at each other, and then they hugged me. Yes, you do have children.
The questions even inspired Laverne. You want me to have a wife and child, he thought? Well, I'll build one. Up sprouted the gift, his 14-foot sculpture, a piece of him left in Nigeria.
So I said, now I have a wife and a child in Nigeria, I will never be away.
Laverne ultimately spent 10 months in Nigeria. He says leaving these people who had adopted him like their own was really hard. But as he wrapped up his work, he realized something. He looked at his own sculptures and compared them to the bold and aggressive Nigerian designs around him. He was surprised to see just how similar they were, despite being thousands of miles apart.
I went back there and found a home, because that's where I belong in that sense.
You can hear more about the gift at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. You can see photos of the sculpture at our website, wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.